Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they did not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. Beloved Father, glorious Father, most faithful Father, the source of all fatherhood, we love you, for we are your beloved children, and you have created us in your image and likeness. You have made us beautiful. You have made us for you. Please open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, Father, we're begging you, give us the Holy Spirit's gifts of wisdom and love, that we may always pray to you with true devotion and utmost attention, that we may always pray with you in your holy presence through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. In his book on silence, Cardinal Seurat invites us to consider the difference between noise and silence. Noise is a crashing sound. It seeks to drown out silence. Noise is confusing. When there's so much noise, we can't focus. We can't think. We can't hear. We can't see. But in silence, when there's peace, when there's solitude, when we can ask all our thoughts to be still and be silent, to stop thinking, stop worrying, stop being concerned, just be silent, as Jesus says, and be still or be gone. That when we enter into this interior silence, it is then and only then that God speaks the loudest to us. That the little tiny whisper that Ezekiel heard Remember, he didn't hear God's voice in the thunder, in the storm, in the earthquake, in all that wind. He hears God not as a crashing sound or a trumpet that's blaring. He hears God's voice in a tiny whisper. He must put himself in a place of silence and solitude and peace. He must retreat from the world and retreat into the spiritual world of contemplation, of devotion, of gentleness, of quietness. And it is there that he heard the voice of God, and he hid. He hid as Adam hid when he heard God walking through the garden. But God reminds us that his voice, the beauty of his voice, his word is so beautiful to us that we shouldn't be afraid of speaking to God. God's not going to yell at us. God is not going to scream at us. God is not going to be angry at us. God is not going to speak to us with that kind of judgment that other people speak to us, the way they increase their voice and how they use their sarcasm. That's not God's voice. That's the voice of noise. That's the voice of the enemy. That's the voice of confusion. The silent voice that we're being invited to is something that requires us to really listen. Because at times it's so faint, and at times it's so quick, at times it's just that little whisper that if you're talking, if you're making noise, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. But thank God that he continues to whisper, I love you. I've always loved you. I want to forgive you. I want to heal you. I want to embrace you. I want to say sweet things to you so that you can be filled with hope. I want to give you words of encouragement. I want to tell you how proud of you I am. I want to laugh with you. I want you to know that more than anything, that everything that I've done is for you. And in Cardinal Seurat's book, he reminds us that noise is attachment, that we attach ourselves to noise, that some of us are so afraid of being in silence. We don't know how to be still, that when we have a quiet moment, we even occupy that with noise, with blaring music, with video games, with images on the internet, with more text messages. All that is noise. It distracts us from that tiny whisper that wants to say, you are my beloved child, and I love you, and I can't wait to be with you now and for all eternity. I just need you to put that on silent. Turn off that object. Put away those images. Shut it down. Unplug. And simply be with me. That when we detach ourselves from the world and from these things and more things and more objects and more messages and more texts and more texts and much more texts, that when we detach ourselves, we remember who God is, and we can forget about everything else that distracts us from being with him. Have you been with God in that silence? Do you even know how amazing that is? That in that silence, God melts away all your troubles. You forget about them. He takes away all the pain because he fills you with light and love. If you hear that tiny whisper, all those goosebumps on your hands, we say that the hair on our hands get raised up. You know that feeling that I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit ignites a fire of God's presence inside of us that we want to hide. And our Lord says, don't hide. Come. Come to me. Let all the children come to me. That the attachment from these things help us to be attached to sacred things. And that's what Jesus wants us to know. That in prayer, he prays to the Father. In prayer, he remains united to the Father. That every time that Jesus feels anguish, we hear that again, that word, anguish, sorrow, pain, punishment, rejection, Jesus prays. He prays for you. He prays for me. Jesus says that we belong to him, that we are a gift of God from him, that we need to enter into the heart of Jesus, enter into the depths of Jesus, to that place where God hides himself, that we need to go looking for that silence, searching for that solitude, longing for that peace, rather than want to just simply be on the phone or on the internet or on the iPad all the time, rather than want to be noise all the time. Be still, be silent, be love. The Lord says to us, the exterior life makes us forget that we're interior people. We're spiritual people. The Spirit has been breathed inside of us. It lives and dwells in our soul. It nourishes us there. And it is there we are in communion, in holy communion with the Lord. And the Lord waits for us in the depths of our soul. He waits for us in silence. As we hear in Scripture says that, you know, anyone who goes into that inner room, anyone who locks the door and leaves all the world behind, detaches from the world, leaves all that noise behind, leaves all those electronics behind, leaves anything that can detract you, and put you in a different path other than the one that God set out for you. To close the door and to leave that world behind, it's noisy, it's messy, it's confusing. All it wants to do is lure you away, pull you away from God. And we do have to live in that life of confusion. We do have to live in that life of noise. But we can carve out silence. There are places for us to retreat, and one of them is simply to close our eyes and to open up the ears of our hearts and to simply go in that place inside of us and to lock the door and to simply pray to God in the silence of our souls. We must learn to escape from all that noise. But often we use more noise to escape from noise. At times we allow addictions. We allow alcohol. We allow things on the internet that are impure and indecent. We allow those things to get a hold of us. That's noise. That's more noise. And when we want to leave noise, we go to more noise. We want to fill up every quiet moment in our day with more noise. It leaves us restless. It leaves us fatigued. Aren't you tired? Don't you long for peace? Don't you just want to just sit still sometimes and allow God to embrace you, to hold you as a parent holds a child? Don't you just want to rest there simply with God? I love the image of Our Lady of the Divine Providence, where Our Lady is sitting in a chair and Jesus is just like spread out on her. You know, he's totally asleep, totally trusting, totally at peace, totally at prayer, totally in contemplation, that he just becomes part of her fabric. He becomes part of her being. Don't you just want to be held like that sometimes? Where we don't want to worry. We don't want to be at fear. We don't want to be concerned. We just really want to be loved. We just want silence. We just want peace. And even in the midst of noise, so much noise, this world only offers us noise, that even in that, we can find peace. Where Jesus reminds us when the disciples were in the boat and they create this storm, I believe, in their heart and in their mind. They are full of anguish and concern, and they're in the midst of this storm, and they never pray. I'm always amazed by that, that they never pray. They never call out, Jesus, help me. Jesus, come to me. Well, Jesus is in the boat with them. He's at peace. Jesus is in contemplation with the Father. He's united to the Father in this moment. There's nothing for him to be afraid of. And he teaches us a valuable lesson at that point. Yes, not to be afraid. But when he looks at the storm, he says, be quiet. Be still. Shh. Be gone. And we should do that to the storms in our life, to all the noise, to all the destruction, even for a quiet moment, just to say, shh, be still, like be gone, be quiet. I'm tired of listening to all that noise. I'm tired to listening to all those voices. I love to hear the voice of God. It is encouraging. It is filling. It leaves me at peace. And so I want to learn that from Jesus. When there's chaos around us, when there's just noise and confusion, when there's so many different opinions, when there's so many people competing and demanding for attention, when there's so much that wants to pull you away from God, that Jesus says, come to me, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Learn what I taught you, that we must always go away. Jesus says, come away with me. Come, follow me. Learn from me. I'm always praying to the Father. I'm always praying to the Father on your behalf. Prayer is how Jesus remains calm in the midst of rejection. Prayer is how Jesus remains calm in agony. Prayer is how Jesus remains calm in confusion. Prayer is how Jesus remained calm on the way of the cross. Like a lamb, he remained silent. He remained still. He remained at peace to the place of slaughter. Jesus reminds us that we must search for him in silence. We must long for quiet. We must want peace. And if you go, my brothers and sisters, to that inner room, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of noise, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of confusion, that if you go into that quiet inner room and you seek that silence, you will hear that whisper, and I promise you, you will be at peace.